is what I'm doing now getting me the result that I want? Or you don't necessarily have to ask that question, but you need to ask a question. What do I want from life? What do I want to live like in 2 years from now? What does my life right now look like? That's the first step, is asking the question.
Welcome to Fit Food Junkies, addicted to health. My name is Emily E, and I'm a certified group fitness instructor and personal trainer. We will not only talk about fitness and nutrition, but also explore how to build a strong mindset, have ultimate motivation, and how to live life to its fullest. Let's start on our health and fitness journey together. I am so excited to interview Jonah Downey and James Hodgegreen today. I've worked with them. They are the most incredible human beings, and they're just such a dynamic, strong duo. Every time I talk to them, they just have the most incredible, positive energy, and more people need to surround themselves by people like that. Now, Jonah just launched his fitness app. He's an incredible fitness trainer. And James is a mindset and discipline, self-discipline coach. Together, they're going to talk today about fitness, but most importantly, mindset, because that's number one to reaching and conquering your goals. Now, one of the main things today that we focus on is the secret sauce to building the life that you want, and have consistency. I think that's the hardest part, is to build consistency and find your routine that works for you in life. So we're going to talk all about consistency, all about surrounding yourself by things that are going to support you to reaching and crushing your goals. So excited to have Jonah and James on my podcast today. You guys are so inspiring through mindset, through fitness. And I'm just really excited to dig deep on each of your brains today. And I think especially our age group, like it's hard to always have motivation, always find that secret sauce for success, and just always kind of have the energy to get up and go in the morning. I'd love to pick your guys' brains today. I'm so excited to have you on. So first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
This is so exciting. Like we talked about before the episode, like we're so excited to be here. We love what you got going on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks, guys. Wow. I'm so happy you guys are here. And Jonah, fitness trainer, best trainer there, just launched his app. Check it out. And James is a mindset and self-discipline coach, and together they are just the strongest duo, and I love it. And they have so many exciting things that are coming up today. I want to really focus on this episode on kind of the secret sauce. What is the success formula to just feel like you're winning at life? I think some days it's like there's a lot of stress. It's like, okay, I could have my morning routine and get my workout in, and it could get a little bit exhausting sometimes to try to be so perfect. And you guys are always so motivated in the gym through your mindset. What are just some of your top tips that you would tell people to feel like they're living through balance, but also that self-discipline and drive?
One thing that popped in my mind right away was building like habits that relate to discipline. Like, cause we're all about building habits, cause habits is what keeps you going. Cause to be honest, I don't always have motivation.
Right.
Like, my motivation dips up and down, but it's those habits that really, really help me and James a lot.
Yeah.
A
motivation lot. Gets you going. Discipline keeps you growing.
100%.
And something that I think is very important with like the success formula is first realizing you're not going to be perfect every day, because there's countless days that I know I wake up like, damn, I got to do my morning routine. I got to do this, that, and the third. But, you know, something that's really, really helped me is having someone like Jonah, knowing that somebody else in my proximity is in the pursuit of their passion, right? Because mm-hmm. that motivates you. So the day you're feeling sluggish, eating your cereal, mad at the world, and then Jonah comes skipping in the kitchen, like, let's get to the bag. Then that, you can flip your mood like that. So that's the first piece to
the accountability.
Yeah, the accountability and like who's in your circle, like who's around you, right?
Because I didn't understand the saying, like, you are who you hang around as much as I do now.
Right.
I used to think, you guys.
I mean, they don't affect me. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But it's 100% true.
Right.
100%.
I love that. And also, it's another thing that someone mentioned in one of the former episodes. I was interviewing my friend Sage, and she was saying that she'll have a friend and she'll just text her, hey, I'm up. Let's say she tried to wake up early, just accountability for someone to tell them that they hit their goal for the day.
Yeah, because it's so easy. Like, it's sad to say, but it's so easy to let ourselves down. Like, that is something that's super easy, because ultimately, you know, we'll do things for our mom, our dad, our sister, our best friend, oftentimes before we'll do it for ourselves. So that understanding that and using that to your advantage is important. That's why you really got to get around that good circle, those people that are motivating you, those people that, you know, they're playing a part in your success also. Because that's something that Jonah and I have had to talk about countless times. Like, look, bro, like, if you're not on your stuff, it's affecting me. If I'm not on my stuff, it's going to affect you. So it makes you realize it's way bigger than you, right? So
yeah,
that's fast.
Can't stress that enough.
Like, if James messaged me or tells me the night before, let's get up at 5 a.m. I know I need to get up at 5 a.m. now. So if I come out here and he's getting on his work, then I'm gonna feel like, oh, I need to be there too, right? Now. Like, when you're around winners, you start seeing other people win, and then you're like, oh, I can definitely do that too. Because we're all human.
Yeah,
that's one of the biggest motivating factors for me.
Another big piece of, like, success in the success formula. This is the biggest piece, in my opinion.
Right, success formula. We're getting all the secrets. Formula. I want everything.
It is the belief system. The belief system is the difference between you winning and you not winning. You being where you want to be, you not being where you want to be. You being depressed, you not being depressed. You being anxious, you not being anxious. The belief system and what you feed your mind is the biggest piece.
Facts. That's 100% facts. And I didn't know that back
in the day. I didn't learn that until last year, really. But once you really start that journey, like, there's no turning back. There may be slowing down, but there's no turning back. Once you start your self-improvement journey, let's say you start going to the gym 3 times a week, and then after a month it tapers off. Yeah, you may feel like you stopped, but you're going to get back into it eventually. So that's another key to success. The
good feeling.
Right.
And when you don't feel good, then you're like, oh, I need to get back to the ground.
Got to get back to the ground. Got to get back to progressing. But yeah, so that's something I'd really stress to anybody listening. That's what ultimately transformed my life. I think Jonah would agree.
100%.
For him is, like, the belief. And as cheesy as it sounds, listen to a motivational tape every single day. Listen, write some words. Like, I know y'all can't see. Oh, well, yeah, they can't see. Have positive words around your house all the time, because, you know, the world's filled with so much negativity. We're naturally negative beings, unfortunately. And it's almost like shunned upon to hype yourself up. Mm-hmm. But that's why you need little visible reminders around the house every single day. Like, we have a sign in the kitchen that says, I'm proud of you. One that's by the sink says, you got this. We have one above the door that says, this is bigger than you. One right there, you're changing the world.
We saw one right there.
Yeah, our cat ripped down this other one. You're still the talented. One down the hallway, I am successful. So have those constant reminders, because, you know, it may seem little, but, like, you may just come home from a crappy day, and then you see that, like, oh, wow, that's what I'm working towards. That's who I really am.
When you say it may be little, it's those little things that add up.
Because
there's no big win right away, pretty much. Like, delayed gratification is.
There's instant gratification and the delayed.
Yeah,
ones.
The delayed is what you need to be working towards.
Because
the instant gratification, most of the time, is like eating a bag of Cheetos, which, nothing against that. Every once in a while, everything is good in moderation, but. Yeah.
I mean, you guys, every time I talk to you guys, if I'm in a bad mood, if I'm down, I'm uplifted. You guys bounces off each other, and it's amazing. But I love it. It's like all the time. It's really a special quality. And same thing with that belief system that you're talking about, is like what you surround yourself with, whether it's people or whether it's words and quotes around you, it's really going to change you. But if people get in their heads a lot, you know, how do you get out of that? Like, how do you snap out of a rut, or how do you get unstuck and surround yourself by, even maybe it's not physical things, but maybe just in your mind, how do you surround yourself by positive affirmations and actually believing them?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. I have a lot coming to mind.
Yeah, I have a lot. One of the things that popped up right away, as little as like start reading. Start reading about people that you want to start kind of imitating them. Like if you want to be a professional athlete, start reading about a Kobe Bryant book, stuff like that, because you can get a lot of good advice from them because they're doing exactly what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And just the motivation factor.
Right.
The motivation factor and the belief, like he was talking about, because belief is honestly the biggest thing.
Right. There's so many things that came to my mind. Reading is the big thing. And ultimately, all I would say is figure out what's a step you can take now, because that's what a lot of people will like mess up. That's where they'll go wrong. It's like they'll set a big goal and they'll be like, dang, I don't have the resources. You're probably right. You don't have all the resources and tools that you need to ultimately achieve what you want, right? But you have something to get you started. Something, you know, my dad always used to say this to me, work with what you got, work with what you got. So that's my piece of advice on your question is work with what you have. Like, there's nothing fancy about that words of affirmation on a white piece of printer paper. All you need is a Sharpie and a white piece of paper. Shoot, you can even do it on line paper, or it's as small as, I forget, they can't see, but we have like, what is your screensaver? You look at your phone 200 times a day. What is your screensaver? So ultimately it's like, it's so simple that you just need to do it and figure out what works for you, because ultimately me and Jonah have thrown so many different things at the wall.
Just take action.
Yeah, just take have action. Tried different things. Yeah. And maybe we stuck to them for 2 weeks. Maybe we stuck to them for 2 years, but you just have to test what works for you. So I like some people, oh, you have to meditate. You have to read. You have to do this. You have to do that. But that may not work for you. So it's like throw a few things at the wall and figure out what works for you and figure out what combination you need it in. Because sometimes you need something different depending on what you're going through.
And if you try to do a bunch of stuff at once, because I know for me, if I try to do a bunch at once, I don't really get none of it done. And then focusing on one thing,
one foot
getting
at a time,
that done, and then that's going to be easy in a year right now.
Oh,
and then you work on something else to be confident in and improve on.
If we learned that principle a year ago, because we just recently learned that lesson and started applying that.
Yeah.
If we learned that a year ago, we'd be so much further in business, so much further in self-improvement, if we just took it one step at a time instead of like,
because we were taking action.
Yeah, we were taking action, but like
multiple
trying
things.
To miss steps, trying to like skip
or
over.
Jump,
Something that you guys do that is rare, and I think that's also such a secret sauce to success, is you guys are consistent. You are so consistent. Maybe you're not going to be 100%. And I think that's something that people struggle toward. And that's why, whether it's them failing in a New Year's resolution or a goal, it's because they think they have to be 100%. How do you really find that consistency in your life?
I think the first step, think it. There's four quadrants to learning or becoming competent in something. This is something we talk about in our coaching program. So there's four levels to competency, four levels to becoming a master, four levels of becoming successful in something. All right. So first, I'll name them all and then I'll explain them. So first, there's unconscious incompetence. Second, there's conscious incompetence. Third, there's conscious competence. And fourth, there's unconscious competence. So what those are, so most people with their consistency or with their skill, they're in the unconscious incompetence. What does that mean? That means you don't know that you don't know. You don't know that there's better, right? So the first step to progressing and like staying consistent, let's stick with the consistency. The first step to staying consistent is you need to ask yourself, is what I'm doing now getting me the result that I want? Or you don't necessarily have to ask that question, but you need to ask a question. What do I want from life? What do I want to live like in 2 years from now? What does my life right now look like? That's the first step, is asking the question. And then once you ask the question, that's what Jonah talked about earlier. You need to do research. You need to figure out who's done what you want to do at the level that you're doing it. And then you figure out, oh, bet, I want to be the best basketball player in the world. Let me research Kobe. Kobe puts up 500 shots a day. Okay. Right now, I don't even go to the gym. That's fine. Tomorrow, I'm going to go put up 10 shots. Get it moving. So now you're in conscious incompetence. So you know better. Now you need to start figuring out what habits to apply. Then you step into conscious competence. Now you're applying, you figured out what habits you want to put in place. You figured out what system you want to follow. You figured out who you want to model your life after. And then from there, you just, the conscious competence, what it means is you're focused on doing an action because you're not naturally, you can't do it on autopilot yet. So you have to, okay, I have to wake up and I have to have a reminder on my phone. Make sure you post at 3 p.m. Make sure you do this. Make sure you make your bed every morning. Make sure have a reminder and accountability system until you get the habit down. And then that's when you step into unconscious competence where you're doing it on autopilot. And now it's like what we talked about earlier. You can add more habits, add more habits, add more habits. So start with one habit and realize, start with the question, then add a, figure out a habit that will produce a result that you want. Then consciously try it over and over and over and over and over until you can do it with your eyes closed. And then it'll just be, that's a lifestyle now.
Everyone go read Think and Grow Rich. Oh,
Think and Grow Rich?
Think and Grow Rich.
By Napoleon Hill's?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to have to order that. I recently read Atomic Habits by James Clear and talks exactly about what you just said. It's about the unconscious mind. It's like, if I have a book by my nightside table, I'm going to think about reading right before I go to bed, or like the first stretch right away when I wake up. Little things like that, where you don't think, you just do. When I have the next rep in one of my, when I teach a group fitness class, I'm like, don't think, just do. Kind of bring in that unconscious mind and just get it done. Just do it and let it become a part of you. So I think that's a really powerful habit to create longevity and consistency.
See, when you said, tell them just to do it, because when it comes, I'll just give an example. For me in basketball, if I'm thinking too much, like, should I do a jab step? Should I shoot? Like, I might not play as good as I know I could be, but right. If I'm just out there unconscious doing what I've been doing my whole life, which is play basketball, pass the ball, shoot the ball, I play so much better because right. I'm just going in the flow and it's just, I'm unlocking my unconscious.
Right.
Just being.
Yeah. And something off that is like something that we say constantly on my basketball team that I feel like relates to life is we say all the time, trust the work, trust the work, trust the work, trust the work. Because, you know, you're putting in those habits, those reps, you're making your bed every single day. You're posting your podcast every day. You're doing all of this for what? For a result, to feel good. So trust the work and believe in what you're doing. And yeah, just trust the work. And this is something I seen today that I think people will love is outwork your doubts. Outwork your doubts. I seen that. I was like that. Oh my God.
I heard that one.
Outwork your doubts. Yeah, because that's perfect. Because literally you have these doubts. Why do you have them? Because you feel incompetent or you feel unskilled, unworthy of whatever you're doing. So if you're putting in work, getting muscle repetition, mental repetition, then you're bound to, I've never seen somebody do something every single day and get worse at it.
Unless most you're of doing the wrong thing,
right? Unless you're doing the wrong thing.
I like that saying a lot though, because what I try to do is if my mind goes to, oh, I don't want to stretch right now, then instantly I'm like, okay, let's go stretch.
Right.
Let's use it to my service when I'm getting those doubtful thoughts, like, okay, I don't want to do my homework. Let's do my homework.
Yeah. Right?
If I'm feeling nervous to go, I don't know, let's give an example, talk in front of 100 people, then let's start practicing talking in front of 5 people, one person. Just talk to myself in the mirror.
How can you do what you want to do now? Like, how can you do a variation of what you want to do now? Mm-hmm. And then back to the consistent thing, another big piece of it is understanding you're going to fail. Understanding that's not your habit and your habits are going to over, your old habits are most likely going to override. So if you have had the habit to eat Cheetos and not work out every single day, even though you set that New Year's resolution, your habits are stronger than your resolution. But what's stronger than those habits is your conscious thought. So just understand, like, you may go have a good streak day 1 through 7 being consistent, or let's even go slower, because most people will go day 1 through 3 be really consistent, then 4 and 5 they'll really start falling off, day 6 they don't do it, and then what happens after day 6? A lot of the times it turns into a 2-week binge, like, oh, it's all over for me, oh, I can't work out anymore. Like, I respect that because that happens to me to this day. But what you need to realize is, like, okay, you have a decision. Like, you can go those good 3 days, the 2 days tapered off. Day 7, you didn't do it. Day 8, you didn't do it. Day 9, you didn't do it. This, every day you have an active decision to be like, okay, do I want to turn the leaf or do I want to continue on the path that I want? Because this is something I talked about on my live yesterday. We all have wants, but which want are you going to feed into? I want to watch Netflix, but I also want to be a millionaire. So do I want to know everything about Tiger King or do I want to learn about sales? Everybody has wants. So which wants are you going to feed into? You want to lose weight, you also want some Cheetos. Which one? Which one do you want more?
How do you have the power to really say no? You know, like, how do you, you said pick one. I mean, I guess, yeah, you could do balance, of course, but like, how do you saturate your mind with that environment? How do you kind of bring that into creation? Because it's an addiction almost. Like, you go on social media, you see your friends, you see these fun things. I would love to like get my mindset going today and watch these motivational videos, but sometimes it's like a thought, but it doesn't actually turn into action. How do you make that choice so powerful that you actually choose that route instead of the other one?
First, oh my God, I love the question.
I love these questions.
Like, very thought-provoking.
Yeah, I would say the first thing.
You guys are getting the best answers.
The first step is to give yourself a pat on the back. And that may sound weird, but give yourself a pat on the back for wanting to do better, because that's the first step. A lot of people won't even want to do better, or they'll be so stuck in the habit or stuck in their way, stuck in the flow of whatever they're doing that they don't even realize that there is better or that they can do better. So I feel like the first thing is pat yourself on the back for saying, okay, I want to start feeling mentally better. I want to start working out.
And don't let other people persuade you or think that you're quote unquote weird for wanting to do yoga, wanting to meditate, wanting to read books. That's, I remember my friends were like, you're reading? Don't let them persuade you, because it's your thoughts. So go with your intuition, go with your gut. That's what I always work on every day, is to go with my intuition and not let other people persuade me. Unless if they're given, obviously listen, but like, you know what I mean? You can't listen to everything people say. And most importantly, you should probably believe yourself.
Yeah. And then another piece to answer your question.
One thing that I know you've brought up before, when you say you clean, I forgot what you said, dishes like you do.
You drive your car how you wash the dishes.
Yeah, so I feel like with one thing is you got to just start building those little habits, because it bleeds into everything else in life. Because I know if I'm cleaning up the kitchen every night, or helping James and me clean up the kitchen every night, if we're doing that, then normally I'm on my other stuff perfectly. But if I'm not keeping the kitchen clean, then normally I'm probably not doing yoga, doing meditating, doing all that stuff like I should be.
You read my mind, because that's the crazy thing. That's what I was going to say, is like, figure out like, okay, if you want to start doing other things better, then start with the low-hanging fruits. Go to the things that you are already really interested in and become a master at those. And then you're going to feel good from winning or being really good, being really sufficient at whatever you're doing, that it's going to make you want to, I want to wash this dish as perfectly as I can. Oh, I want to drive in this lane as perfectly as I can. Yeah. So like, attack every single moment. Like, this mindset can be a slippery slope, but attack every moment trying to be perfect in what you're doing. But then with that in mind, this is something I always say, is take progression over perfection. Progression over perfection.
Come out with the nicest quote.
Progression over perfection. I love that. Translates a lot to fitness too. I think people strive for this perfect body that's so unattainable.
Right.
And nothing is going to be perfect. You're going to progress each and every day. I think that even when you do feel like you've hit your goals in fitness, like, it's still a progression. You have new goals, you know, physical goals, mindset goals. And I think it's so cool, Jonah, you go into a lot of functional fitness, which I think is really cool, because I feel like you've been able to transform your body and obviously mind too, by not even using weights, really, almost like that, almost like gymnastics, almost, where you're just using your body and you're strengthening your mind and body. And obviously, like, yes, of course, I know now, like, you lift weights and all that, But I feel like you really got into this functional fitness side of you that's been really powerful. So I'd love to hear about that. And I also think that could be something that could be a really great way for people to start their fitness journey if they haven't yet.
100%. Yeah, like you just said, functional training is fun. It's not like you just go to the gym and let's say bench press and then do squat and then you leave. Like you get to do a bunch of different type of movements that your body has never even done before. Right. Like you're opening up new like pathways, nor like just everywhere. And I love it too, because one thing I'm huge on is like, yeah, you want to get in shape, but you want to feel good too. You don't want to feel like you're dead after every workout, like you can't walk the next day. Because I'm not a big fan of saying if I'm not sore, I didn't get a good workout in. Because I don't think soreness is a good indicator of a workout or not. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I believe in like functional training, especially because of the recovery side. And just like you said, it's fun. There's a lot of good stuff coming out of functional training. I feel like more people should start doing it. And
If people, what is functional training for those that don't know what it is?
So functional training, how I would describe it is kind of like animal-ish moves. Like, you know how like an ant, you know what I mean? Like how an animal moves, like you're kind of just moving your body in ways that like feel natural, but you've never done it before. You can do it with bands. You can just do it with your body weight.
Yeah.
Biometrics. Yeah.
Yeah. Functional training, it's just more translatable to everyday life compared to like bench press. How many times do you do this motion? But how many times do you have to like walk across and like jump over like a Lego and land on one foot?
Especially for athletes, functional training is huge for athletes. And I know when I started doing more like single leg band presses, like core stability, I became such a better athlete.
Yeah. And it's cool for people that are trying to lose fat and stuff too, because you're getting your cardio in while lifting. So you're getting the tone and the fat burn at the same 100%. Time.
I actually have a lot of people messaging me, be like, I want to get in shape and like as quick as possible. And I'll be like functional training, circuit training, because you're getting your cardio, like you said, at the same time. And it's a workout. Like if you do dumbbell curls and you do reverse lunges, then you do some marching shoulder press, you're going to feel like you just ran a mile after one round. Like that's another thing I love about it. And
for the people that are going to start functional training or going to try it, understand that it translates into other areas of your life too. Because especially for me, I remember I started doing functional training probably like 2 years ago, and it's so different than typical lifting. And you leave the gym like in the middle of the workout, you're like, holy God, I'd rather be like doing anything else besides doing whatever I'm doing. But the cool thing is you're building like a mental toughness that's translatable into other areas of your life. Like, for example, for me and Jonah, we both hate cleaning. We both hate dishes. But if you just left the gym and realized like, oh my God, if I can get through that warrior rope with push-up, back squat, lunges, then I can definitely clean this dish right now. So that's something that.
And another cool thing about it, like he was just saying, like it can be some crazy stuff, but also it can be as simple as doing a push-up into a lunge. Like you can start very small. And that's another reason I like it, because for someone who's like 40, 50, who's never worked out in their lives or who hasn't in a while, you wouldn't want them just to jump in and do squats, heavy bench press. They're gonna hate you. They're literally gonna hate you because they're gonna feel bad. And you want to start them light, start them doing movements that are gonna increase flexibility while increasing strength,
right?
Because the goal is to feel good in your body, look good, but also feel good in your body. And also another thing, that's why we teamed up, because we want the mind, body, and soul, because we know that if you have the nicest body, you can still feel like you don't. Yeah, like you gotta have everything in sync.
I can't even tell you how much I agree with that, and that's how I coach too. And I also think that people are so focused on just the physical aspect. And a lot of times the only way that you're going to actually shed that extra weight is by also we're exercising your mind too, which is really cool. And the other thing that's funny, like for me, it's so hard for me to take a rest day. It's harder for me to take a rest day than just like actually go move my body. And I think the reason that is because I do incorporate a lot of functional training, and it's fun. Like maybe I'll go outside or I'll do something just like I call it moving my body. It's not like it has to be this intense workout every time, but it's just moving my body. Maybe it's in nature or it's at the gym. But I think the second you kind of switch your mindset to think of movement versus like, oh, I have to go work out, everything will change. So I love that idea about functional training.
What got me started in the functional training was yoga.
Yeah.
Because in yoga, I was doing like power yoga moves, but I would just be doing like a Superman hold and I'd be shaking.
Yeah.
No, yeah, yoga is what got me started on like, ooh, I could start doing this with kind of weights now.
Right.
Like all that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I love that. There,
do some yoga.
Do some yoga.
Look up Breathe and Flow. Or
Breathe and Flow. Yeah,
Breathe and Flow. My favorite yoga person on YouTube.
They're really good. They have all different levels of.
They're legit. And yeah. Starter and Movement. I love Starter and Movement too.
I think I
so know. Shout out to both of you. I don't know if you ever hear this, but I love you guys.
I love it. Yeah, check it out. And you should also, on your app, you have a lot of functional training on there as well. So check out Jonah's app too.
Check out the app too. Couldn't have done it without Emily.
Aw, you guys are the best. You guys inspire me. I want to know what you're addicted to. Our motto at Fit Food Junkies is addicted to health. So what are each of you addicted to?
What I'm addicted to every morning is becoming a better me.
Right.
And that's what, like you would say, progression, but like, because when I do think of addiction, like when I used to love basketball, I was addicted to become a better basketball player, yeah. Which would now translate to becoming a better trainer. And now honestly, it is for me.
Yeah, mine too. I'm addicted to progression for sure. And self-mastery, self-mastery. And it's a tough addiction because, you know, on the days that you really don't feel like doing anything, you feel like giving up, you feel like, okay, I can't get any better. I can't do any more. But that addiction just overrides everything. So I feel like the addiction is beneficial. Mine's definitely progression.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I wake up every morning doing what I want to do. Because I don't want to.
Right.
I don't want to be the same version of me yesterday.
Even on an off day, I'll be like, I need to do something like that I can show for, like have something to show for
100%
the time that I just spent in this
and
day.
All I know is I'm gonna leave this earth someday and I want to be I want to be proud of what I did,
right.
And knowing that I was or am the best me that I possibly could be at that moment.
Yeah, on me. And then that's legacy. That'll turn into legacy. Because people will continue to talk about you if you.
And hopefully it'll be good.
Yeah.
I do got a question. What is yours?
You guys inspire me. I'm serious. Like your energy. I want it. I want it right now. If I ever am in a bad mood, I'm just going to call you guys.
No, we've been so excited. Like, yes, we're meeting with Emily. This
Energy is always immaculate. It's amazing.
I feel like we just bounce back off each other. It's amazing. But what is my, it's so funny. No one's ever actually asked me that back. I mean, my slogan for fitness is addicted to health. And I think the reason why I chose that is I used to be addicted in a really bad way. I would be at the gym for hours. Just hours. I did use mindset like getting stressed out, but it was just like an unhealthy addiction, eating just like too healthy. And again, I eat very healthy, but like just everything too extreme. And I've gotten to the point of being addicted to health in the best way to feeling good. Like I've switched it to actually incorporating more of my mindset and just like feeling good in mind and body. So I think I'm addicted to just mindset and like having the power in your mind and putting yourself in outside of your comfort zone in the healthiest addiction possible. I'd say that the mind is, hell yeah, it's so powerful. We know that, but putting yourself in an uncomfortable situation where you're like, oh my God, like this is scary or this is uncomfortable. This is not something I'm used to. That's really how you grow. I'm addicted to that.
That's your skills. Literally. Just your skills. You've been building the skill set. Go test them.
Yeah. It's crazy though, how that translates though, because I feel like I'll be really addicted to that in some forms of my life with like competitions. And then there'll be another side of me where it doesn't come out. And I'm like, can this come out here too? You know? So I think it's like the balance of trying to have it come out in all sectors of your life.
Yeah. No, that's funny because that's a blessing and a curse, like you said. Cause like the example that came to my mind is like, oh, I'll be obsessed with my self-improvement grind.
Where can people find you?
Find me at James Hodge Green on Instagram, or if you want to follow my company page at Millionaire Mac, M-A-C Club. I'm on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. And DM me, because if you want to get your mindset right, that's what really changed my life. I want to help you. I want to help you become the best you. That's my biggest goal in 2022. Help as many people as I can become their best them. Amen. So DM me, reach out to me. Let's get your mind right, get your grind right, so you can transform your life.
And you can find me on IG, YouTube, and TikTok. My username is JD Fitness. And like he said, DM me, message me. I want to get to know you and I want to help you. And our goals for this year is to help as many people as we can. So hopefully you guys follow us and message us, and hopefully we can help you guys start winning.
And you guys keep blasting her podcast. She's doing her thing. She's working hard, working countless hours, doing so many different activities. So Emily, keep doing your thing.
You guys are the best.
It was amazing.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for coming on. Such a pleasure. You've no idea.
Thank you. Do you have like some type of like outro that we can say with you? Like Fit Food Junkies.
Let's go. Right, we'll see you guys next time. Fit Food Junkies.
We out.
Thank you guys so much for listening today. Connect with us on Instagram. We want to hear what you learned from this episode today. Now, after hearing this, I hope you focus on consistency, surrounding yourself by good people, good energy, good affirmations, all positivity around you, and really focusing what you surround yourself by, the words you say to yourself, and how you can stick to something each and every day to be able to reach that manifestation and that goal that you started your new year with. I am so excited that you are joining the Fit Food Junkies journey with me.